This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Few parts of the world greeted the re-election of President George W. Bush with more shock and dismay than the Arab world. Now that the president is back and claiming a solid mandate for his policies, Arabs say Mideast leaders must adjust their expectations. Some reform advocates are even quietly hopeful that a second Bush term will bring positive changes to the region. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited Jordan and Egypt and has this report.
The venerable Simon's coffee shop in Cairo's Zamalek neighborhood has been fueling conversation with its sweetly spiced Arabic coffee for decades. Draped on low stools in the corner, four men, Hamed, Magdi, Saeed, and Samah, agree that Egyptians were stunned that Americans would reward George W. Bush with four more years. He lied to the American people, says Hamed, first about the weapons of mass destruction. Magdi adds, so he made them more worried about terrorism than they were about the terrible economy. Sama says, Bush and Kerry, it's like Pepsi and Coke, no difference. Then Saeed interjects, this isn't an answer to the question. If you ask me, I'm happy Bush was reelected, because a second-term president doesn't look forward to a third term, so he's free to do whatever he wants. Similar complex mixes of opinion turned up both in Amman and here in Cairo. There's plenty of anger, but it's often leavened with pragmatism. Mohammed Abdelmanim, the conservative editor of Rosal Youssef magazine, says Arab leaders need to face up to the new reality that American pressure on the region will continue. At the same time, he hopes the White House will wake up to some old realities, such as Arab pride in their history, and realize that lofty goals such as the Bush administration's Greater Middle East Initiative won't be achieved using the tactics of the first term.
Whether we like it or not, the United States is the most powerful country in this universe. We salute you for that. But still, don't humiliate me. Come on, look at this target to create a new Middle East. What the hell is that? Are you God or something? This is a virtual world you are dealing with, but this is the real world here.
Everyone agrees that Iraq and the war on terror will dominate the early agenda. But Abdelmonem Saeed at the Al-Haram Center for Political and Strategic Studies says if President Bush can convince Arab leaders to enact reforms in the coming 2 years, before his lame duck status begins to hamper his effectiveness, he may yet leave a positive mark on the region. But it will be incremental, not transformative.
I believe there is a big room, say, on the freedom of the press in terms of making the judiciary much more powerful and respectable. Pluralism will be much more in certain countries that never knew political party or something. We will have different degrees of progress.
In this part of the world, incremental progress is not to be taken lightly. One reform advocate said he was greatly relieved at Bush's victory because he was convinced Arab regimes were just waiting for a new administration, distracted and getting its feet on the ground, to move in and sweep away the modest reforms enacted in the past 3 years. And then there's the Palestinian question. At the Jebel Hussein camp in Amman, Jordan, Palestinian refugees shop for the upcoming feast that marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Here, the president's re-election gets less attention than the apparently imminent passing of Yasser Arafat from the scene. Refugee Mustafa Farid says nothing will alter the Palestinian struggle for statehood. Because we are all walking on this road, he says, and everyone in his turn. If, after Yasser Arafat, Mahmoud Abbas or Ahmed Correa are next, they will continue on this path. Others, however, were hopeful that new Palestinian leaders might take a less violent and more successful path to the same goal. Jordanian columnist and analyst Jamil Nimri says a lot will depend on whether American evangelical Christians, who helped send Mr. Bush back to the White House, will insist on what Arabs consider a slavish devotion to right-wing Israeli policies. Nimri says Arabs, who know a few things about fundamentalism, do want democracy, but they can't help laughing when they consider what it might bring under the current highly stressed circumstances. He jokes that maybe Muslims should follow the example of the American religious right and elect a true believer of their own.
Some people say with democracy the Islamists will win. Let us do this because also the elections in the United States give us Bush. Let us the election give people decide here because everybody deserves the other.
Everybody deserves their lot may be a fittingly fatalistic Mideast reaction. But Nimri and other Arabs are hoping that the second Bush administration has a better plan for the Middle East than the first one did. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Amman.